oceans and seas may roar, though the fires may burn the world, this is what I know. My case is different, 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 oh, different, different, oh, 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 different, 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 different. My case is different, my case is different, different, different.
Yeah, I said my case is different. Yeah, we are back again. This is Samuel Watson here. Today I couldn't, my colleague is not around, so I think he will come back later. Then that's right. And we have our brother Sammy, Sam Pastor here. So he's going to give us a word of God. So let's get ready for it. Yeah. Much time I'll send him through. Yeah, Pastor.
All right. We want to thank God for the opportunity. Thank you very much, sir, for this wonderful opportunity once again to be on radio, to be live on radio today. It's probably going to be my last session on radio in the year 2017. And I'm pumped, I'm excited, because God is about to do something new in our lives. But today I just want to sort of like an appreciation message to God, and sort of like a thanksgiving sort of message. In other words, looking back over the year and seeing all that God has done and really just appreciating Him for what He has done. So join me as we take this message titled, But the Lord Helped Me. But the Lord Helped Me. But before we go in, I normally like to thank my father in the Lord, Pastor David Adilowo of the Redeemed Christian Church of God Victory House here in Auckland, for this wonderful opportunity, as well as the pastorate of the church, because this hour is made possible by the church. And I really want to thank you, sir. And thanks to all the leadership of the church as well. I also want to appreciate my lovely viewers from and listeners. So whether you're listening live on radio here in Auckland, New Zealand, or you are watching live on Facebook, or you are listening live on the website planetaudio.org.nz, I want to sincerely thank you. All through the year, you guys have been amazing. You have been fantastic. I'll probably not be doing this without you, because of course you are the audience, and we are grateful, and I'm very grateful for your participation every week. Thank you very much. So if you're watching this right now, or you're listening to this, of course, on Facebook, please, you know, leave me a comment. Let me know where you're watching from. And I promise that I will acknowledge you as soon as I see your comment today. Thank you very much. All right, let's get into today's message. It's going to be really amazing, and it's going to be awesome. Another announcement before we get into today's message. If you're my friend on Facebook, you should watch my latest Motivitality video. It's really awesome. It's titled, Did I Really Leave? It sounds like a past question, but it's a question that many people normally ask themselves, usually when they're about to die, when they're like on a deathbed, or you know, they've just been diagnosed with a terminal disease, and then they start to ask themselves, did I really leave? Watch that video to find out how I explore that topic. It will change your life forever. Father Lord, we thank you. We bless your name for this opportunity to be in your presence once again, to hear your word. Every opportunity to hear your word is a life-changing opportunity. Why? Because we know that your word is truth, and your word says we will know the truth, and the truth will set us free. As we're about to hear the truth in your word today, Father, let your word set us free forever. In the mighty name of Jesus. Do that which you alone can do in our lives, and let us be able to bring all the glory back to you. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen and amen. So today we are talking on the title, But the Lord Helped Me. But the Lord Helped Me. And we're going to be starting with my favorite scripture today, Psalm 118, verse 13. I have a lot of favorite scriptures, by the way, in case you have not noticed. You probably hear me say that a lot of times. My favorite scripture this, my favorite scripture that. So many favorite scriptures in the Word of God. Amen. Amen. Psalm 118, verse 13. And it says, I'm going to start with the NIV. I was pushed back and about to fall, but the Lord helped me. Mm-hmm. I was pushed back, but about to fall, But the Lord helped me. I don't know about you watching this right now. I don't know where you're watching from. I don't know the country you're watching from. But this is my testimony. And I want to believe very strongly that this is perhaps your testimony as well. You would perhaps be able to look back throughout the year and be able to say, hey, Brokojo is watching from Ghana. All the way from Ghana. Live from Ghana. Whoa. God bless you, Brokojo. We are missing you in the studios, and we hope that you're enjoying a very lovely time with your family. God bless you. God bless you mightily. You know, so as we're saying, you know, this is literally our testimony for the year. You know, it says, I was pushed back and about to fall, but the Lord helped me. But the Lord helped me. But the Lord helped me. You could not be alive right now without the help of the Lord. In fact, if we leave it to the enemy, to what the enemy wants to do in your life, to the plans and agenda of the enemy for your life in 2017, I have no doubt that you will not be alive. If we leave it to what the devil has in plan for you and your family, I have no doubt that by now you will be disappointed, you'll be weeping, you'll be crying. But because the Lord helped you, and no matter how much the enemy pushed and pushed and pushed hard, and even sometimes it appears you are about to fall, just like that scripture says. This is, I was pushed back. Just imagine being on the edge of a cliff, and you keep getting pushed, and you're pushed by the enemy, and you're pushed by the enemy, and as it says in that scripture, you're about to fall, but you did not fall. Oh, do you remember those times where you're so sick and so sick, and you're so sick, and it appears you're about to die? That's been pushed hard, and it appears you are going to fall. But the Lord helped you. But the Lord made sure you did not die. Do you remember that time your child was so sick? I remember sometime this year one of our sons was so sick that the temperature was so high, and it was as if something else was going to happen. But the Lord helped us. You know, no matter what it is that you have gone through this year, God has brought you to the end of the year. He has brought you to the final month. And there's every cause to be grateful. Every cause to be to just give him back all the glory, to give him back all the thanks, and say, I was pushed hard, but the Lord helped me. I pushed hard, about to fall, but the Lord helped me. I did a little bit of extra study on this particular scripture. I went to other versions of the scripture. I was just curious to see how other versions appear to put it. NLT says it like this. It says, my enemies did their best to kill me, but the Lord rescued me. I believe that is a testimony of someone listening or watching right now. The enemies of your life, the enemies of your soul, the enemies of your career, the enemies of your marriage, the enemies of your destiny tried to, you know, they did everything possible in the book to kill you, but the Lord rescued you. That person at your place of work that is toxic, trying to get rid of you, doing every single thing possible to make sure you are not at that place of work, or you are not rising higher in 2017, and it appears that their wish would come through, but God came in last minute and rescued your soul and saved you. Maybe that is your testimony. As I read on all these versions of the scripture that I'll be talking about today, I want you to see whatever is your testimony. I want you to just reflect back and say, Lord, I thank you. Thank you for helping me. Thank you for saving me. I will read to you from the English Standard Version of Psalm 118, if you're just joining us. Psalm 118 verse 13. It says, I was pushed hard so that I was falling. Maybe you were even falling. Maybe at a point in your life, the enemy so pushed you hard, and it appears you're actually falling. Yes, like you fell halfway. Like things were going really bad, really poor. You know, to the extent that maybe you it appears you have no more hope. You know, that scripture says, I was pushed hard so that I was falling, but the Lord helped me. This reminds me of the scripture where Peter, you know, had asked Jesus if I could come into the water and walk, and he did. But at a point in time, there was a massive storm, and Peter cried out and said, Lord, save me. And the Bible says Jesus reached out to him and he saved him. I don't know any point in this year, at any point or in time, where it appeared you were sinking, you were falling, you were you 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 were missing it. But God reached out with his hand and grabbed you and saved you. But the Lord helped you. And I pray for you as you appreciate God today. For the rest of your life, God will continue to come to your rescue. In the mighty name of Jesus. If you believe it wherever you are, say aloud amen.
Amen.
And amen. 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 Another version says, you pushed me hard. Speaking about the enemy. Hard to make me fall. Have you ever seen where people had intention to make you fall intentionally? That they were doing every single thing just to make you fall. Doing every single thing just to push you down. You know, pushed hard to make you fall. But the Lord helped. I don't know. Maybe it's in your family. Maybe it's in your place of work. And it appears you were pushed very hard. There's a difference between being pushed and pushed very hard. You know, you could just be pushed, you know, like the way sometimes my sons will play with each other and they will just push and the other person will be crying and you're like, they didn't even touch you. But there are some pushing that they will push you very hard. What do we mean by pushing, by the way? Because I made some notes, you know. For instance, when someone hits you really hard, really bad, that no matter what you do, you are just not good enough. When they hate you so much that no matter how much you try, your trial does not convince them. For no matter what, even if your KPI is the highest. I remember I was working in a particular organization at a particular point in time. Here in New Zealand, actually, in around 2012-ish, thereabout. And I had this boss. And, you know, before that particular point in time, I was always beating the KPI. You know, always emerging the best, you know, the staff of the month. And I think I emerged the staff of the month maybe like three months or 6 months in a row. And the guy looked at me one day and I was like, like, I need to do something about this boy. I don't know whether he was feeling threatened or he was just not happy. And then he just went behind me and, you know, just went behind and changed the KPI. Announced it to the entire team that he is now, it appears the KPI is so easy now. So easy to beat, so he needs to change the KPI. And then he changed the KPI all over. And I remember, to the glory of God, the first few months, of course, I stumbled. I think the first 2 months I stumbled, I was not the staff of the month. But as soon as I caught up with what the KPI, you know, was all about, I became the staff of the month again. And I think I became staff of the month for about 2 months or 3 months. And this guy changed it again. Glory to God. I remember now and I'm just laughing. Because it wasn't funny then, obviously. But now it's so funny because the Lord helped me. The Lord saw me through. And I don't know, maybe it's the same thing for you in your place of work. It's the same thing for you maybe in your business. And it appears someone is just frustrating your life, in your career, in your academics. And it appears someone is just hating on you so bad that no matter what you do, you just don't get in their good books. They would rather change policies and change things just to frustrate you. They would rather look you in the eye just to make sure you are not happy or you are sad. Listen to me. God has helped you through. This year, you are still alive. You are still in that place. You are still doing well. You are still smiling. You still have everything intact because God helped you. Oh, and I have no doubt God really showed up for me. And he indeed helped me. And I pray for whoever is watching this right now. As you thank God, as you praise God, as you return all the glory back to him, thank him for his help, thank him for his mercies, God will begin to show up on your behalf in that situation in 2018, in the mighty name of Jesus. And so shall it be, in the name of Jesus. To be pushed hard also mean that you have done everything but could not get a breakthrough. You've done everything. You've tried everything in the books. You've done that business. You've tried that initiative. You've moved to the left. You've moved to the right. In fact, you changed location. You've done every single thing. That is the enemy pushing you hard. And nothing happens. Nothing appears to be happening. That is being pushed hard. You've done every single thing and it appears there is nothing to show for your hard work. You know, like they normally say in my language, that is like, it appears you're walking like an elephant and you're eating like the, you know, like an ant. You know, if that is your case this year, that is the enemy pushing you hard. But listen to me, you're still alive. And because you are alive, Jesus says, you know, that Christ in us, the Bible says rather, Christ in us, the hope of glory. That means God is still helping you. That means there is a better future ahead of you. That means your future is colorful, your future is bright, and your future is great. And with that, you can thank God. You can say that the enemy pushed hard, but you did not fall. God helped you, but the Lord helped you. Maybe you are that person. Your own case is you got admission to that university, but you don't have enough money to pay. You cannot even pay for the school fees. It is one thing to look for admission. Now you got the admission, but you can't even pay. That is the enemy pushing you hard. Pushing you hard, and you're frustrated. Maybe you even lost that particular appointment, that particular admission, and you're frustrated. You're unhappy. Listen to me. God has better plans for you, but the Lord helped you. You're still alive. That means more opportunities will swim by in the mighty name of Jesus. You know, for us, for people like us in Auckland, you know, maybe you're trying to buy a house, and every time you try to buy, the price will just keep hiking. The price will just keep moving up and up and keep beating your savings. That is being pushed hard. Pushed hard. But the Lord helped us. Listen to me. Every single point, every single month of the year, you can witness the enemy pushing your life so hard. But God helped you. And for some people, it may be that you were so sick this year, like really, really sick. Sick to the point of death. Sick that you never thought you could make it. Or maybe it's a family member that was really sick. Really sick that you never thought they would be able to make it through. But God showed up for you. But God rescued that person. But God rescued you and saved you, and you're still alive today. It's because God helped you. Amen. I remember I had this cousin of mine at a point in time in my, in our life, and that cousin had one very small bruise on his leg, and for nearly a whole year, that bruise became something else. Just a small bruise grew to become something else. Like he nearly lost his life because of a bruise in the leg. But God eventually came to the rescue, and today he's alive. He's doing so well, and God has saved him. That is God coming to the rescue. I remember there was a time in my life, and I've given a testimony several times on radio before, where I was doing my PhD, and then all of a sudden my supervisor started acting up, and they were saying I was not good enough. You know, you're not good enough to do this. You're not good enough to produce a high quality thesis. You're not good enough to do that. And life became so tough, and I was depressed and I was sad. But God came to the rescue. God did it in such a way that I did not even have to waste any amount of time. I still finished my PhD at the time that I needed to finish it. My point is, God came to the rescue. If you're watching this right now and the enemy appears to be pushing you hard, I've got an encouragement for you. God will always show up for you, and he will show up for you in the name of Jesus. Maybe you're watching this right now and it appears no one came to your rescue in 2017. All that happened to you was just so hard and so tough and so turbulent, and no one came to your rescue. All your friends disappeared, deserted you. That is the enemy pushing you hard. But listen to me, God still makes sure you're alive, and that means that your future is bright, and you could go ahead and thank him. Thank him because you're alive. Thank him because he has great plans ahead of you. The Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11, it says, "For I know the plans that I have for you, of good and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." Maybe you're there and you're frustrated, and you're tired because you've done everything in the books. Listen to me. God still has you in the palm of his hands, and you can say, and I believe you will say at a point in your life, "But the Lord help me." One of the scriptures that I love so much, 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 8, it says, "We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed." Maybe this is the way you know that scripture. It says, "We are pressed on every side by troubles, but we are not crushed." Maybe that is your own situation. Maybe that's your testimony. Pressed on every side, but listen to me, you're not crushed. That's why you're alive. That's why you're watching this right now. That's why you're listening to this right now. Pressed on every side, but not crushed. God came through for you. And I love the end of that scripture. It says, "We are perplexed, but not driven to despair." Yeah. No matter what has happened, you are alive. You are not dead. God came through for you. And that is worth giving God thanks for. And I love Psalm 124 verse 2. It says, "If it had not been the Lord who was on our side." In other words, if it had not been the Lord who came to our rescue, if it had not been the Lord who helped us, if it had not been the Lord who showed up for us when the enemy pushed us hard, but God showed up for us. Amen. and amen. Lamentation chapter 3 verse 22 says, if it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. In other words, it is the plan of the enemy for you to be consumed. It is the plan of the enemy for you to be completely forgotten. For 2017 to come and then you just die with 2017, or you go with 2017, or your career just finishes with 2017. But the Lord came to your rescue. But God showed up for you. And I pray as you give God thanks, as you give God praise in the remaining days of this year, God will show up for you in the mighty name of Jesus. In a video recently that I did on Facebook, I shared three practice, you know, that I want to suggest to you today of gratitude that you could do. Number one, before the year runs to an end, you listen to me, because nothing bad comes out of gratitude. I'm going to say that again. Nothing bad comes out of being thankful. And that is why it is important to always be thankful. And I want to teach you three practices. And I did some research into this and I practiced it, and it's amazing what it does. Number one practice, it is to send an appreciation message or an appreciation email or an appreciation call to everyone that God has used for you this year. And I'm practical about this. Whether it is your boss at work, whether it is your neighbor, whether it is someone doing some great things in the community, could be the police, it could be anybody that the great things that they've done is really affecting you in your community and really helping you positively. You want to write a letter of appreciation to them, or an email of appreciation, or even a call of appreciation, and you're just calling them to thank them. No complaints. You're just saying thank you. And then if it's to God, you're taking a moment in time and you're saying, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for this. I thank you for that. I thank you for this. And it could be your spouse. You just want to sit your wife down or sit your husband down, and you're just saying, I thank you. Thank you, my wife. Thank you, my husband. Thank you for this amazing year. Thank you for this fantastic year. Even though we were pushed hard, thank you very much. Thank you for standing by me through thick and thin. Thank you for this. And even if it's your children, gather them around. Just thank them. Thank them for a fantastic year, because some children can make your life miserable. And just be grateful. And be grateful that even if you have been pushed hard this year, you have made it through. You have survived. Even it appears you were going to drown at a particular point in time, God used people to actually help you through. God used people to save you. God used people even on your behalf. And number two practice, it is what I call, and I read this somewhere, it is what I call a gratitude walk or a gratitude drive. This is where you actually literally take a walk outside of your house, and it could be your lunchtime at work. You just take a walk, 15-20 minutes. It doesn't have to be too long. And all you're doing as you take that walk or take that drive is you're just saying, Lord, I thank you. And you begin to pick one or two things in your life, and you're just saying, Lord, I thank you for my job. I thank you for my business. I thank you for my career. I thank you for my spouse. I thank you for my children. I thank you for this. I thank you for where I live in. I thank you for my community. I thank you for my neighborhood. I thank you for everything you've given me. And you're just taking that walk. That's what I call a gratitude walk. You're taking that walk and you are just saying all the things you're grateful for, saying all the things you're thankful for, and you're just saying, Lord, I thank you. No complaints. On that walk, you are not complaining. You are just completely thankful. And number three practice is that I want you to do, it is to intentionally take a pen and paper and write down 20 things in this year that you are grateful for. Oh, I bet you are most likely going to write more than 20 things, because every time we switch our mind to the things that we are grateful for, you find more reasons to be grateful. I'm going to say that again. Every time you are grateful, you find more reasons to be grateful. And no matter how much the enemy has pushed you hard this year, I have no doubt in my heart that there are many things you can be grateful for. There are still a lot of things to be grateful for. And I want you to grab that pen and paper, or if it's your iPad or your phone, and you just intentionally write down 20 things minimum that you are grateful for. It could be your career, it could be your family, it could be your children, your spouse, the love you have around you, the fact that you're settled where you're living, the fact that you have roof over your head. You pick out 20 things that you are thankful for. If you're a student, thank God for your academics, thank God for your results, thank God for your teachers, thank God for the non-academic staff in your school. Thank God for 20 things. And I assure you, because I practice this and it's amazing what it does, by the time you're done, whether it's the gratitude walk, whether it's the appreciation letter, or it's the 20 things that you're thankful for, any of these three that you do, by the time you're done, there is just this overwhelming sense of fulfillment, this overwhelming sense of joy that comes with gratitude. You can never feel like the year has not been good enough, because when you intentionally look into your life, and I use the word intentionally, carefully, with emphasis, when you intentionally choose to be grateful, you will always be happy. People who are grateful are naturally likable people. I don't know of anyone that is not grateful, that is not likable. People who are naturally thankful, they are likable people. That's why you will apply for a job and they will just take you above somebody else that is even skilled than you, because they notice that there is this overwhelming sense of joy and happiness in your life. It reminds me of a time when I got a job in 2009, to be precise, here in New Zealand. And I remember I just got the job because I got the job and I was shocked, and I was, because there are better applicants than me. In fact, literally I knew, because I remember they said to me at the interview that there are over 200 applicants. And this is me, I was young, I just got to New Zealand like 3 months before that. So I was not even expecting to get the job out of 200 people. So when I got the job, after a while, I asked my boss then, I said, why did you hire me? And he said to me, this is amazing. And he may be watching this right now, or he may watch this later. He's a friend on Facebook. Charles is his name. He said, Samuel, every question we asked you, you were just too happy. You were always saying awesome. When they say, how are you doing? I said, awesome. So why do you apply for this job? Awesome. What would you do on this job? Awesome. Everything was just awesome and awesome. I was too happy, and I hadn't. In fact, there was a time he asked me at the interview, he said, do you ever have a bad day? This is because thankful people are always happy people. And because they are always happy, they are likable. People do business with likable people. No, let's just take a moment and look at the opposite of gratitude. Let's look at the opposite of being thankful. It is grumbling, it is complaining, it is murmuring, and you have a sad face. Some people have a saddest face all the days of their life. You will see them and it's like there's nothing they are grateful for. There's nothing they are happy about. Their life is just miserable. Don't be one of such people. Choose to be happy. Choose to be grateful. In fact, I learned this practice from one of my mentors, and I've been doing it for the last 2-3 months, and it's amazing. I have this mentor. Every time you pick a call and you speak to him, the first thing he says is, it's a great day. If he sends you an email, the first line is, it's a great day. If you get somewhere, the first thing he says is, it's a great day. So I started practicing it. Every time I wake up in the morning, I say, it's a great day. If I send someone an SMS, I say, it's a great day. If I send someone an email, I say, it's a great day. The resultant effect is, I just discover I'm happier. Yeah. Why? Because I have decided up front that it's a great day.
That's right.
Every other thing else that happens after that is too late.
That's right.
Because it's a choice. I've already made the choice that it's a great day. It doesn't matter if it rains the entire day. It's already a great day. Even if it snows, it's already a great day. Even if the traffic is too much and it takes 5 hours to get to where I'm going, it's already a great day. And that is why you cannot afford to be a complainer. That's you cannot true. Afford to be a grumbler. You must be thankful. And that is the whole essence of today's message. For those who are just joining us, we took the text from Psalm 118 verse 13. And that scripture says, I was pushed hard by my enemies so much that I almost fell, but the Lord helped me. That's and right. we were reviewing 2017, looking at every point in our lives in 2017 where the enemy pushed hard and pushed tough, but the Lord helped me. And I want you, if you're watching this right now, and there's something you are thankful for, there's something you're grateful for, leave me a comment. And just say, I'm grateful. I'm grateful for this. I'm grateful for that. And make sure you, if you're just joining, make sure you watch this video. Just rewind a little bit later. I shared three practices. Number one, send a thankful letter. Send a thankful letter to all the people that have done you well this year. All the people that God have used for you, that have come to your rescue. All the people that God has used to make your life better in 2017. Send them a thank you email. Send them a thank you text message. Give them a thank you call. Number two, it is to also intentionally take a gratitude walk. you know, where you walk, you know, just 15 minutes, 20 minutes away from your house, and you all through that 15, 20 minutes, you are just saying, Lord, I am thankful. Lord, I am grateful. I am grateful for this. I'm grateful for that. Begin to pick all the things in your life that you are grateful for. Grateful for your properties, grateful for your spouse, grateful for your family. And number three is what I call, you know, you take a pen and paper and write down at least 20 things that you are grateful for in 2017. And I said that if you do any of those three things, your life will never remain the same again, because you will just be happier. Your life will just have meaning. You have this overwhelming sense of fulfillment, overwhelming sense of joy that people around you will not even be able to understand, even as you put an end to 2017. And I have no doubt God appreciates and honors people who are thankful. Oh, the Bible says enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. That means every time you go before God, go with thanksgiving. And when you do that, he himself returns the favor by blessing you even more. If you have been blessed by today's message, I want to know down in the comment section, send me a comment, send me a message. Let me know that this indeed bless you and your life will never remain the same again. And make sure you do one of those three things that I said. Amen. And your 2017 will end well. The Bible says, let me just pray for you. The Bible says that he crowns the year with his golden goodness. I love to say golden goodness, like in the words of my father. And I pray as you're watching this or listening to this, your 2017 will end well. In the mighty name of Jesus. God will divinely settle you. God will perfect all that concerns you. It will lift you up. It will make sure that you will laugh last over even your enemies, over all those that are trying to frustrate you, over the haters of your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. He will give you joy at last. You will sing the songs of victory. In the mighty name of Jesus. No evil will befall you. No evil will befall your family. No evil will befall all that is around you. In the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible says that whatever we keep with God is able to keep. Whatever we put in his hands is able to keep. All that you have, all that you own, everything you are trusting and thanking God for today, God will keep for you. In the mighty name of Jesus. There will be no loss in your life. There will be no loss in your family. There will be no loss of your job. There will be no loss of your business. There will be no loss everywhere around you. In the name of Jesus. Where people are saying there's a casting down, you will be saying there's a lifting up. You will end this year in goodness. You will end this year in joy. You will end this year in breakthrough. You will have an 11th hour miracle. You will have a reason to be grateful to God for this year. God will give you a Christmas present. In the mighty name of Jesus. An end of the year present awaits you. In the name of Jesus. You will have no reason to weep. You will have no reason to cry. You will have no reason to be frustrated or sad in the remaining days of this year. You will be one of those who would say that despite the 2017 has not started well, but it ended well. In the mighty name of Jesus. And so shall it be for you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. If you believe that, wherever you are, shout aloud, amen. Let the devil hear you. That your 2017 will end well. And 2018 will start great for you. In Jesus' mighty name. God spoke to me and told me 2018 is a year of breakthrough. And you are going to be breaking through some barriers. In like places where people think you will not be able to get to. You will just be breaking through. That's what breakthrough means. Breakthrough means there could be a blockage, but you are just bulldozing through. Bulldozing through. Bulldozing through. You are just breaking everything and making your way there. And so shall it be for you watching this. So shall it be for you listening to this. In Jesus' mighty name. If you believe it, say amen. And amen. And amen. And that comes to the end of the message today. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, that's a great one. That's a good message for you and me. Thank you, Pastor Samuel. Oh, yeah, now I got my colleague here. He's here now. I don't know, you're late, sir. Christmas song. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's Christmas.
Yeah.
So, come in, those who are, have to go to the parties, start remembering yourself, tell your friends that. I mean, I'm going to a Christmas party sometimes, maybe next week.
Oh, is it? Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. We did ours on last week. Is it last week? 2 days ago, 3 days
because
ago.
Because people forget about the Christmas, especially me.
Yeah, okay.
You know, most Africans, especially the birthday.
Oh, okay.
I remember I went to see a friend. Oh, happy birthday. He said, what?
You forgot your birthday?
Not me. I always
forget. Oh, okay.
Since I was even a baby. You see, I mean, you think I'm one of the old... You see, I always celebrate my birthday.
You?
Yes, of course.
In Ghana?
Yeah, even here.
Oh, okay.
I don't forget my birthday at all, you see. Always.
Oh.
Yeah, but sometimes it'll be frank, because people forget his birthday, and I remind him one time. And I say, Frank, happy birthday. He said, what's the birthday? Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Yo, name me, you be a very scarce. Ah, now, Kofodia.
We have an announcement in the first place, so let me give someone.
Okay.
Give that's an coming out on the 23rd of this month. There's Afrofest on Alexandra Park, and the time is 5:30. The menu is grilling, so don't forget to come with your friends. Yeah, it's going to be a very big thing. And also on 1st January, that's Ghana Association of New Zealand. We have an our annual year party that we used to have every year. So you are more than invited. And when you're coming, don't forget to bring your friends. And we also try to do some donations. So if you can donate, it's not false. If you don't have it, you are more than welcome to come. Yeah. And even if you can even bring the F-post, maybe we'll have some airwave in our party.
So, and pay our dues.
Pay our dues at the same time.
That's right.
Last week, you didn't have even paid yet. So don't forget to pay. You always forget. You always tell them, as soon as you put your hands in your hair, then I'm
like... Hey, and you're young, yes, I don't know. Who's that, Mrofono?
Everyone does it. That
hey. So, who's that ordinance on about you? Not just who's that, Bobby?
Chumbundumbu.
My study on fire. Who's ordinance on about you? Not just all. Over Chumbundumbu. Okay, Yati. And you're more.
You
That's right.
Sir. Sir.
Oh, you be discuss. Ah, na. Odwin sa ayi ho sen teacher na o Canada Korea school for you know Adrian and I
where the yeah teacher be I don't know and me dey me ni ma ma teacher be I met as headmaster
head
go teacher go na we are watching with you
okay sorry
in a matron
and
watch mine
and watch mine security no watch mine
security no watch mine
is it the same
thing so security we can security you know pain here different and I can say watch my and I tell myself because security at the time I don't see different and I can say hey, watch my as well I tell you different so I say okay. and I head teacher and head teacher and head master the difference will be it depending on what you read.
Okay, so I'm going to try to fight against corruption. Oh, bit me and another bit me.
Young one. Who may be poor much on my jack corruption near poor macho. Almost right here, yeah. You have a year of my jaw, I just say a year of more. So, when we pull over across near poor, now I guess I didn't know how to home. Then the young in the chassis, a dear beer.
So,
no. Now, Jaw beer, so beck. In the other time, I was here, yeah. So, because me, because more better. Yeah, about 14 years Christ. So we is school beza. The kind ye, so no. The kind ye beza ni ubi ono. Sebi one the friend kwa Adrian esu nasi for e wo school. Nane kind ye. O kufes kano heaven. Adrian ni onkonto man kwa deya.
Enuano.
Onu di ansi no deya. Aha kuman kwa da ano. Aya. Oh, the most of the secondary schools in some way dey. Omuye. Ti asi se adi friend say krono no abe urei mojem. So on the engine emoji, Drew was it make a frame tono. A case is in 2-1 water. Witmato.
And
then you saw Umkunga for you. Oh, Umkunga, I mean, my sister Marjorie. Your matter is off, and yes, I'm get to a cry. So, Diviana and Sorin get to a con was off a wired abbas, and we didn't suffer Cassia Pow. So no one was up at same view. So no, say I didn't get crowned. Did you know what you so no, now the other one say a money 50 bucks. 50. Any they buy? A money kung imak makung kung 40.
40. Na sana no oyi ni.
Oyi ni na wi.
Ah, oyi mi anu bi cramp
oya na ba. Do night. Anya the first time oh. This is a healthier in a resource now. Why am I afraid of security? No, crafted and whom it knows who is it? Mede
Mecca.
Because they heard us say, they would back to school. What could your body those days? No, what could your body fees? Nothing for a quarter of the school. No, phone. What risk my wife here? No, phone. So, no, Sanima was here and of course, why? Oh, so, Sanima, of course, why? ADM said, yeah, matron for no. And it's a beza for one name, one and Moody Sadno. And do we have a book of my buying Ghana buying? So, a school feeding program, what they can say? So, no. Oh, my, say Ghana for Makoi, World Bank, I call you by Akojiscano. Umba no Vichedi. Nay,
oh, evidence,
I'm evidence, Ade.
Oh,
I could have this here, Ade. Look at me, something you and I bring you this. You want evidence, no. No, I said it was the Ghana, Ghana the Cassie. So,
Nana, what's you?
Maybe you only have run your evidence in here. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Why are the witnesses here? No, 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 umbe tu yofuze na adia kwa soo na nye ma because nye hiyanze saye Say 100 crown, I say, metron be a head be a e for a 10 for 1 month. 1 month, 1,000 bucks. So, in this kaketua. Say, but I could be 100 Ghana cedis crown now because you cow dia boy, umdia boy.
Wow.
Bibribe. A disangro for no more, dear watch. And you mean in a yentuonfo. Sorrow, yentuonfona, woman, you knew beer or no way, you know, when you're the winyai. Because I didn't know I was seeing any tea, eat me some naede. Ye, who called Drew a porter, hey, who could drew customs, I say. There's a penny behind it. Penny behind, Ogana. There's a. Eh, who? I'm but the way I do. What's also for what I say? I have a man yet. But when I was dressed, you know, I saw the weapon in class, why that pro? It would be the same evidence I'm a jail friend and number two. I want a can, I need you to meet you.
Okay.
And you will be a vanya.
And Matthias.
And the woman record me.
Okay,
and yes, from me, Munya and Penifona, Munda, you man, Muna, me a problem, no. So, no, you're that you want to be a problem, oh, Ghana. You're that you know, Jimacumacumacumacumacum, and no, I'll see you in the question.
I'm saying in two Mkayo.
Oh, and you can tell in Pabonisem. In Pabonisem. If you be so Ghana way medical warehouse, I know what tema. Then it's just in Jacay. I out me send Ruska, then a way then by a Samuel Sadi, a Jacotumshi warehouse.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I had your money. Because we'll be enough and ready.
Another day, I'm in your show before.
Won't you make us a Sebio, or be a juvenile or give your business 6 million B? And a BIO when you are so does it? Yeah, profound movies out and Emano.
I'm just capa. Yeah.
So, no. Which can I say that? When you say Bia, so be a way by Juma wall, lower rank, Bia, maybe a 6 million, maybe 8 million, be Nazo, where the Echero. Kufuna mkana mwja jacket, yubi kwa jacket yasini ya mafu uye jumwa brojira haa. So ano, ya jumwa na yomu. Ani ya umu na ushen mashu mhubwa ni. Shenu mashu mhubwa ni.
Ahoshabwane.
So ano, sinu sumu, umu amine shumwa bashabwane yomu. Sumu papuzen sumwane umu ansuwa. Haa. But this time, Korana, say young boys, money, bro, young bacho. Because you have the camera too, so because you have man Korana, bre.
Yeah.
So no.
It will be any at
it. Money, bre. You must money at you, money, bre. I was a woman. I was a guy. I was the boy. You must say, boys are bro. Hey, boys are bre.
Boys are bre.
I'm paying for it. You know, no more, sir. I was a Korana, no more warning. So I'm just imagining. So this is what you know, yabre. Nemo diye yen yabre. Nada chewa ba maso. Ano.
Yeah. Okay. And ye konya ko bonyum kakra ni yambra. Yemeto aso. Yangwen, mole, yangwen. Kabuale, blue brofo, book back ye. Nakan, check it out. I'm going to come.
somebody from the Shona, somebody Fafra Tinga. No cripple for the Messi, no mercy for the cripple, Shano Kela, no mercy for the Atlanta. How much for the cripple? Before we my J by force, it is simple. Be there, take you fake, just sample. Before backsliding, in that for example. Once upon a time, you can't let pay my chakola. I told the man, I see I'm close to Shona. If you're my plane, plane, no corner, corner. My name is Mana, my name is Sekagili, and when I'm wrong, and when I Thomas Sickley, talking to the girl in my Mipa, if I feel it, and build a bluff for Sess, Nepi Livy, Mana be schooling day, and what is it? I'm Papa Nawan Elementary, from my side door, I told me, in Lebanon, I try to go to 1, 2. Bakri my shoe, none in legit small boy is canoe. Humpty the beat until I'm disrupt on the wall. I for blood for boy, I saw your original pay all. Amo, tomato, onion, sabo lie, I'm alive, Davida, I can never lie. As one, man at the University of the Gun. And I can blow for my machine gun. Oh, yeah, I'm Lama to your mere, listen to the song. Come back, in here, I'm going to come.
Yeah, don't forget about the Christmas party and Afrofest coming on this 23rd of this month,
December.
That's what the that's 23rd, 23rd of December. Alexandra Park,
yeah.
Venue Alexandra Park, and then time is 5:30. So don't be late. Tell your friends, it's gonna be very busy and more entertaining, so don't miss it. And also Ghana Association of New Zealand is having a party that we have every year at Western Springs Park at 6 o'clock on the on the 1st of January. So you are more than welcome.
Now, was the last time I came to Japan? You know, airport was
But from year 2002, the number mitako Ghana pa. Na neme hune se Ghana ku dry. You only people know ukrum hono. So two different type of people know ukrum. Yet three. The ultimate identify is how two media uni problem. So no. Oh, you na any people na body you. This all cause be mama or tony a dwa manche and I will be in the store. Oh, brand pacho. So I say, oh, crock kama. Oh, tina se jinsu yonu. So no, we don't say we ni pa juni. Ena,
ewuni
dream because we no na juma. Ena we could draw government institutions na. We mumu jina ni pa keko. So no, na do do no. I do not dream no. E we diss them. E do come frustrate you. E di mi hu mi ada divas ada any mano. Fede poko gana. Mi hu mu kra no imeni ada atunche. This is Kennedy Shazi who's ada na. One kuntoka. So no.
I'm so no one kuntoka was not Nadamfo.
And that's one kuntoka the Vedia and the Via because I ate too much.
I'm no crano.
So no. But all two was got cravaye because end of the day, you hear a panel because canocre.
Yeah.
I can't crap, maybe tab 18 program. But so you know where the difference and the new year. Unkuntoka Ghana beam. It's been kuntoka Ghana, semi called government, me called bank, me called YM, Zinipan Magusiano. Not you need any trimono. If you go to your bribe, 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 I was saying, "Odin is Munu." Oh, I come and say, "Do you know me and who I am?" And you, me try for no, because I'm not supposed to be here. No, I'm not supposed to be here because I don't really do me Jian Jimmy throughout the whole day. Oh, my God! So, and they kind of don't want to know what I say.
Okay.
We're having an Afrofest coming this 23rd, this month, which is Afrofest, African Youth Festival. At
Alexander
Park at 5:30. So don't forget to be part of it. And don't forget to bring your friends and invite your friend as well and your family.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a very great day, a great night. Yeah, and also Ghana Association of New Zealand is having a party at Western Springs on the 1st of January, as usual, at our called Ghana House. Yeah, because we does every year over there. Yeah, so you're also more than welcome. You can bring your friends, your mate, your family, and everybody's welcome. And also we might be doing some donation. It's not forced. If you don't have it, don't worry, because we know how hard it is for some people.
Mm-hmm.
If you can also donate, we'll be more than happy to accept it.
Yeah,
And it is as well. And if you don't have money, don't think that because you don't have money, you cannot come to the party. See, end of the year, you want to meet somebody you haven't met for a long time, haven't even seen Nat. Not for almost a year. Lucky I just met him about maybe last 2 weeks and he gave me biscuits.
Yeah.
You see, so I would love to see him and his family for a long time, you know. So everybody has to make sure that maybe we see your presence there.
Yeah, that's right. Another way I'm pissing. So, Appiah Stadium.
I'm a few minutes. I'm going to go to this.
All right, and I think that your time and I
bring us some tea.
That's why you don't be see here. Then next week, you know, on Betty and
come back here.
Oh, you're kind of simple.
Now,
you must say, Shum, you
better Shum, you.
Dentasso. You wish him Dentasso. All right, that's quite jointly for you.
Passa por